I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
We got a dog appearance right off the bat. What's up, podcast pup? This guy just graduated. I told you guys that, I think. Didn't I? Did I tell you guys that? This guy.
Yeah, we heard you threw a graduation party for him.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Had banners, balloons, you know, mm-hmm. The works.
Yeah, the whole nine. Yep. Yeah, I did what are they called? A pinata full of dog treats. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the people in the family took turns just picking them up and swinging them and hitting the pinata with them. Yeah, it's pretty good.
The humans?
Quintel Woods.
Yeah, humans picked up the dog and hit the pinata with the dog. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, he's fine. You can see. He's doing okay.
No, I just...
I don't need your fucking judgment. How about that? How about you stop helicopter?
You meant other dogs. That's all I meant.
How about you stop helicopter animal parenting?
You were taping a bat to a dog's head or something, and it was
holy shit. Somebody has done that. Like
100%.
Somebody has absolutely done that. Oh boy. Okay, I'm gonna do like a little quick intro because there's so much to fucking get to today. Welcome to the podcast, Alex King Ski. Tweet at us or whatever. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. That's the place you should really join so you can interact with us throughout the week because Twitter sucks. So just get in our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. Twitch.tv/TSBpod to watch us live every week. Ski does pack opening and betting lines podcast every Tuesday. So make sure you check that out on Twitch. We do the regular sports podcast on Thursdays. So you can watch both of those things. Twitch.tv/TSBpod. If you miss them, post them on YouTube. Check them out there. We do a movie podcast every Sunday. That's just a podcast. Maybe later we'll get a Patreon and you guys can watch us do the movie podcast later. Pay us $5 a month for it. The movie is my movie. It is Upgrade. It's on Netflix. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it. Okay. Do we want to power through Ducks real quick or really the huge news that happened today was, Chauncey Billups, being arrested by the fucking feds for a gambling ring. That's kind of a big deal.
What would we constitute as talking ducks?
Yeah. So I think bouncing back, doing like really sort of playing a perfect game. I mean, they really were kind of flawless last week in Rutgers. So I don't know. Like, if you had anything you wanted to talk about, we could talk about that. But really, there's not much else to say. Like, the offense was incredible. The defense was incredible. Like, period? I don't know.
I mean, it's anything the offense did, I don't give a shit about. Don't care. It's Rutgers. If you look at their stats, they're like 110 to 120 in every defensive metric. Yeah. What they did to the offense for Rutgers was impressive.
Yes, it was.
Because even if you don't want to say that Ethan Kalyukmanis and the Rutgers is like they're specifically good, they throw enough to where they put up stats.
Well, Braga was scared last Thursday of Kalyukmanis.
That's why he just got a dog.
Hey, I was scared.
Going to church soon.
If you're scared, get a dog. Go to church. Yep. Yeah. To King's point, though, dude, like Kalyukmanis shredded everybody this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Oregon fucking shut him down. Like he was I don't even know that he was necessarily bad because
he was 8 of 25.
But what I'm saying I'm giving Oregon credit. Like I'm saying the Oregon DBs shut them down. Like they tried to do those jump balls with their 6'4", 6'6" wide receivers that usually work. And Oregon's DBs, guess what? They're 6'4". And so they're good. And Finney's apparently statistically the best corner in the fucking country this year so far. Like they shut them down. Like they tried all the same plays they were doing all year and Oregon didn't let them do anything. It was domination.
Yeah. No, it was just, I mean,
I'm with you, King. I'm trying to, the offense, ran perfect and smooth. But to your point, it's Rutgers defense.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say the Stein's play calling. I mean, I guess when you know you're up against an inferior team that you could change it up and open it up a little bit, but
yeah, he finally opened it up, right?
Yeah. He peeved me to no end. Listener Fender was like in our Discord, wanted to do like nerdy stuff about like preset motion and like traps and pins and how, you know, blah blah blah. He wanted to get real football guy with it, right? Like the different looks as opposed to the Indiana game. And that's the smart way to approach it. My way to approach it, I can't remember if it was the second or the third drive. And I'm like, the fuck were you wasting tempo and like reverse flea flickers? It's fucking Rutgers.
Yeah. Rutgers that here, the entire series. Middle. That entire series was a gimmick series.
Yeah. I was fuming. Yeah. I had just got to my hotel and I knew the score. And not that I wasn't like, I knew they were going to just roll Rutgers, whatever, on offense. And that's the first possession I see. And I'm like, you're going to win. Yeah. You could just punt. You could just go three and out every time and punt, and you're going to win. Yeah. And you're running the most creative shit you've run all year, like in sequence.
Do one of them last week. Where was one of these plays?
It's Indiana. Yeah, that's the difference between Fender and like some of us. He's like, He's penning like long articles about it. Where he's
you know that fly motion really sucked in that linebacker to the strong side.
Grease board, you know, drawing up plays about how you know that would have worked against Indiana. I'm just like, I just wanted to see it against Indiana.
Yeah,
where was anything against Indiana?
And again, in looking at the stats, you know, Ducks running runners averaging 11.5 yards a rush.
Holy shit!
You didn't need to throw the football. You didn't have to.
You could have picked one. You could have picked one. Like, and just done nothing but run plays, nothing but pass plays all game. They know exactly what you're doing, and it still wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
So Whittington had 125 yards and two touchdowns. Rushing also had a touchdown catch. Averaged 11.4 yards per carry. Jordan Davison averaged 25 yards a carry, had 100 yards and a touchdown. Deer Hill.
I see 33.3 yards per carry, three rushes, 100 yards.
No, Davison had four carries for 100 yards.
Did they give him one instead of a?
Yeah. Hill had five carries for 62, which is 12.4. Dante Moore had 16.3 yards per carry on three carries. Like you said, the whole team, 11.2 yards per carry for 415 fucking rushing yards. We haven't seen that in a while, you know?
Oh, I mean, King's brought it up numerous times that they don't have big chunk plays usually running.
That's all they had in this game. Nine plays of 20 plus yards or something like that.
Yeah.
Like crazy. Like that's what I was saying. Like during this game, I said it in the Discord. I was like, this might be the best Oregon like has ever played. Like ever. Like they're flawless on offense right now. They're doing like every single play is a positive play and it's gaining 10 yards. Like this is crazy, guys. And then shutting them down on defense, too. Like, so Cali Agmanis finished with 79 yards passing and two picks. Like,
I believe that's the third time they've held a team below, like, 88 yards passing this year.
That's crazy, guys.
And it could be a fourth, unless they really allow a bust against Wisconsin.
And potentially a fifth against Iowa later in the season.
Yeah, the next week, so, I believe.
Yes.
Sheesh.
under 300 yards passing in 3 weeks would be an insane stat.
Are we kind of over, like, because there's so much stuff to talk about tonight. Are we kind of over the Rutgers talk?
Yeah,
because
totally.
All of us are not.
Yeah, because it was all, whatever.
Okay.
The only thing left really was, like, the quarterback situation, but who fucking cares their backups? So, like, I mentioned it.
Brad.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck is it.
Yeah.
Bottom line, if Dante Moore gets hurt.
What's that?
If Dante Moore gets hurt
and
misses an entire game, Oregon is losing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The season's over. All,
If Moga and whatever the fuck, Novosad.
Whatever the fuck. We've moved on.
Never was a believer in Nova State. I was like, he's a signing day flip. He's a 4-star quarterback. You just get one of those every couple of years to bump your class up.
Yeah.
And I said that sight unseen. Like, it's not like I was diving deep into his tape, but I'm just saying. But as we Rutgers is gone. Wisconsin is here. We know about Wisconsin, right? They stink. But I just want to read off some stats.
Yeah.
I want a couple of them. That's right. This is the America we live in. I'm stealing them, but I will attribute the source.
Okay.
These were in our Discord. This one was from Rick Nodgers.
Oh, I love this.
Since they scored their last touchdown against Michigan 3 games ago, Wisconsin has 353 yards of total offense.
Ooh.
Oregon rushed for 415 yards against Rutgers alone. If you include the entire Michigan game,
wait, did you say total yards? Total yards.
Total yards.
How? In three games?
Yeah.
What?
You're bad.
But if you include the entire Michigan game, the entire one, they have 605 yards of total offense in 3 games. Oregon had 750 against Rutgers alone.
Wait, Wisconsin sucks.
Yeah, Wisconsin sucks.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I got two more stats right. This one is from, I think people are calling Jonathan Adams the Prince of Oregon football, as I believe his official title.
Yes.
Oregon and Wisconsin have played 7 times. And the total margin of victory across those 7 times, and it's 4-3 Wisconsin, Oregon has won the last 3, is 33 total points. Oregon is a 33.5 point favorite on Saturday.
Mwah. Chef's kiss.
And one more Wisconsin stat. Wisconsin has been shut out 2 straight weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wisconsin has not scored more than 1 offensive touchdown in a game on September 6th against Middle Tennessee State. Since then, they've either scored 1 offensive touchdown or 0 in 5 games.
So, one, they better not score against Oregon. Like, it better be a shutout.
They'll score at least once because Oregon's going to pull everyone. Like,
yeah.
Because it's just been a thing this year. Like, if Dan Lanning was, like, really serious about preserving some of these stats, Northwestern wouldn't have any touchdowns. Montana State wouldn't have had their touchdown.
Sir, Northwestern is their 1 quality win this year. So
it is, absolutely. Sir. They're favored this week again.
They're like 5-2. Aren't they like 5-2?
They should be 6-2 on Sunday.
They are 5-2.
Yeah.
6-2.
Sir.
But again, and then last week against Rutgers as well. They've given up 4 touchdowns where it was like, we're not 4-string guys. We don't care.
Well, yeah, and like both scores they gave up against Rutgers were off of turnovers with short fields too. It's like the 2 fumbles. And like Rutgers does not score if Oregon doesn't fumble those. So,
but I will say, yeah, on that, they also gave up 2 scores to Indiana on short fields.
Yep.
Maybe the second one you could say they were pressing and Dante Moore was, you know, trying to make a play. But still, the defense. If you believe in some of these like advanced stats, like. SP plus and FEI or whatever.
It depends. I cherry pick those, so you know.
No, I know. No, I'm not a big. I like, for example, PFF rated Geno Smith being a better quarterback on Sunday than Patrick Mahomes. Uh-huh. The Raiders had like 80 total yards in the football game, so and that's not an exaggeration. I think they had 88 yards of total offense against the Chiefs. So good for you, Geno Smith, and your passing. You were better than Patrick Mahomes on Sunday. Don't believe what your eyes told you. And actually, that's a pretty good indicator of where we are as a nation. Don't believe what your eyes see. Yeah. You didn't see that right on January 6th. You didn't. Sorry. But yeah, Wisconsin stinks, and it's just going to be a murder. It's just going to be a murder.
I mean, it's going to be gross weather if they had a hard enough time moving the ball in good weather.
Well, yeah, so like atmospheric river is coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about going. I'm not going. I'm not sitting through an atmospheric river to beat a team 52-7.
Yeah, I reached out to Duck Duck Chef, and he's like, no, I'm taking the wife this week. And I was like, okay.
It's like, salute.
It's like, I would go. I would go. Yes, I would. I would put my fucking poncho on or whatever, but I'm okay. I'm okay sitting on my couch, too. Yeah. All right, cool.
I'm kind of glad my kid has a game at, I think, 1 or 2 on Saturday that I have to coach. So it kind of precludes me from going to the game, making not even decision.
Look at you coaching. Look at you. Just a coaching, pillar. Just a pillar.
Can I have a grievance about coaching?
No, I was gonna right ask here? I was gonna ask you for one, so please.
So it's just why ball. No one gives a fuck, right?
Well, some of us, our lasting basketball memories are from why ball, thank you very much. So
I'm just saying it's a 5th and 6th grade league.
Sure.
It's whatever. We have 7 kids on the roster.
It's different when you get in high school, I can tell you that much.
One can play his first game of the year this week because he broke his wrist like 3 weeks before the season.
Sure.
One is out for the year because he broke his finger last Saturday at an Oregon Duck basketball camp. So now we have 6 with one guy who's never really hasn't played in a while, whatever. But we have another kid who's gone because his parents have like a pre-plan, which is fine. But I agreed there's a 6-team league. 2 teams that are pretty good. They have like 14 players. It's like a hockey alliance. They just rotate. And we're the 3rd best team, you know, whatever.
What?
With like 5 or 6 kids on a good day. And then there are 3 teams that every fucking week they literally lose like 67-5. It's the YMCA. So they're all about like inclusion and fairness, and which is totally fine at that age. So they asked me to switch a game like 10 days ago. Hey, you're going to play the worst team. Can you switch so they can maybe play the 2nd worst team? And so they can, one of those teams can get a win because none of the bottom 3 teams are, it's just not happening. Right. And I was like, yeah, sure. They put me against the best team. And I'm like, what the fuck? If they ask me next week, I'm just gonna say no.
Yeah,
my
fuck
kids
that.
Get an opportunity. You know what? We deserve to beat someone by 50 again. Like, we played one of them, and they do suck.
Yeah,
they're terrible. It's like they've never played the sport before.
Hey, you guys want Wisconsin?
Yeah,
Wisconsin. I'm like, you sacrificed me to the best. We played them like 2 weeks ago.
I think you should
literally.
I think you should play. That's what I think should happen.
He's a players. It's like Fedorov is coming in. It's crazy.
Yeah, you start going in and backing kids down in the post. Like, yeah.
Oh my god,
Jackie Moon.
Rich.
All right, so let's get on to Chauncey. So Chauncey Billups. So I think all of us had the same experience today. We all woke up, looked our. Thank you. We all woke up, looked at our phones, and said, what? like, and did a double take. Like, what am I fucking reading right now? Like, the Cash Patel or whatever his name is talking about the Blazers head coach? Like, what is fucking happening right now? Like, so help me fill in the blanks here. So Chauncey Billups, among others, arrested for a gambling ring that, so he would hold events, like illegal events, where people would come.
Chauncey wasn't.
Go ahead.
He wasn't holding them.
He would participate in them.
He was kind of the face of it, right?
Sure.
He was the big guy. Oh, you know, come play these high stakes games with Chauncey. And when I first saw it, I was like, all right. Yeah, they use Chauncey to get the whales in, right? Because they want the guys, the big money in, that they could cheat.
That's
out
it.
Of their
By the
money.
Way, you're talking about this entire thing. Like, you know the terms. You take it over. Yeah.
So they bring in these whales that have a shit ton of money, and it's almost like they want them to be fine with losing, right? That's kind of what you bring these whales in for, to lose. Like, oh, playing with these professional athletes. And at first I was like, all right, they just use Chauncey as the face, right? And then a couple hours ago, they released these text messages where it sounds like Chauncey was actively cheating people out of it. Yeah. Like before I thought, oh, the mob guys are the ones that are doing all the cheating and Chauncey's just there to bring these guys in. But now it sounds like Chauncey was actively cheating. And my question to you guys then is, Chauncey's made a decent amount of money in his career as an NBA player and coach. You don't just get in bed with the mob because you want a little extra money, right? He clearly owed money to these guys, or to someone else.
I don't know, man. Like, sometimes I think just being addicted to getting money, you know?
Yeah,
like,
greed will make you do some fucked up shit, man. Yeah, and okay.
I generally agree with what you're saying. Like, yeah. But I can also see a world where he's just like, I'm a C-level basketball player who thinks he's, you know, an A, because didn't he just get in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he has a NBA Finals MVP. Like,
he's fucking stupid as whatever. Yeah. Everyone gets in that Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see it, but I also generally agree with what you're saying, Ski.
I just have a hard time seeing someone with that much money to risk, A, because they have a job still in the NBA, and B, he doesn't need the money unless, like, the whole, so the other side of it, you know, the Terry Rozier, the DeJounte Porter, that was essentially, I mean, you'll call it fixing games. You're fixing a line, a prop.
Well, that, because correct me if I'm wrong, Chauncey was like implicated in that too, right? Where he was,
I don't believe so.
Because
no.
He was telling people that they were going to tank and that Dame wasn't going to play, and that, like, you know, to bet certain ways on games, which is, you know, that's giving insider information on your own team to make money. So
that's like, just saying, I mean, it didn't take much to see that the Blazers were tanking and Dame was going to sit the rest of the year there.
True.
The other one.
But let's not gloss over that, because we are talking about an NBA coach, like, actually saying we're tanking. Mm. Like,
but they
should.
I know they tank.
That one,
I know.
I'm like, they all tank.
No. Yeah. We don't care. We know teams tank. Adam Silver cannot have an NBA coach, like, so he's never going to coach again. Let's just say that, right? Like, but he can't. That's a lifetime ban. Like, you can't have a coach ever saying that we're tanking. You can't.
He also made $107 million in his playing career. $107 million.
Yeah.
So my initial reaction to when everything came out to start, I was like, oh, all right, Rozier is completely fucked, because he was, I mean, you could call it point shaving, right? Prop point shaving. DeJounte Porter, same thing. Who was the other coach that was giving the who was the fourth guy? There was one other
Damon Jones.
Yeah, he was giving out stuff where, you know, LeBron was missing a game. There's one thing you say, oh, we're tanking. That's just a blank check. You're saying, oh, LeBron's out. Bet this line before they announce LeBron's out. You know, you get a huge advantage.
Well, that's what Chauncey was doing with Dame, though, right? Is like they hadn't announced Dame wasn't going to play yet. They hadn't shut him down yet. And he was telling people, yeah, we're tanking. Dame's not going to play. Bet. Like, isn't that what he did? I thought I saw that.
I'm not sure if there's even
said. I don't think he said bet.
Okay.
Yeah, because the other guys were.
He definitely did say on a couple of occasions.
Yeah.
Yes. They're playing around with the injury report, blah, blah, with Dame. And, right. You know, unless I misread it, I don't think it was implicit that he said, now take this to the bank.
Okay.
Or that he knew what that person would. But he definitely did say he's not playing.
Yeah, come on. We knew he wasn't fucking playing also. Yeah, sure, it didn't take much. Yeah, so my initial thought, like I said, those three guys are fucked, because that was like sports like point shaving. At first, yeah. I thought Chauncey was just the face, different. But now it seems like he was actively in it. So now I think he is fucked. They could, because I assume this is all gonna fall in the umbrella of like a RICO charge, right? Because when the mob's involved,
they're trying to get the mob. Like that's what they're trying to do. Like that's, by the way, that's, I'm glad you touched on that too. It's like, yes, these basketball players are all the face of this investigation, but they're not the targets. Like they're the shiny pieces that they dangle in front of everything and the ends. They're like Chauncey Billups is being interviewed right now and they are trying to get him to fucking sing. Like with all of them, they're like, okay,
he's released. He's out. Chauncey's out.
Out what?
He's already released from federal custody.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the difference also if you saw that. Chauncey just got released. You know, they took his passport. They say you're not allowed to leave.
Sure.
Terry Rozier had to put up his $6 million house for collateral to make bail. So you could kind of see the difference. That's in my thought of who's really fucked and who is kind of, you know, like you said, Chauncey's never going to get back to the NBA again, even if he's cleared. He's done.
Yeah, no chance.
Well, I mean, did you guys see the video of one of the Rozier games in question?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
People have been saying this for years.
Yeah, you can track it. Like, there are like big tweets where people have been making fun of it. And I don't. The whole thing about like sports gambling, like I've said on Discord, like I feel like we're just too in bed with it now. But I'm not against sports gambling. I think it's fun. You know, I've done it. I went to a casino in California on Monday. You know, like I low level gamble. Like I'm not like a prude about it.
Sure,
but we're kind of too in with it. I'd feel like at this point, like to the point where people were noticing. That today in all the ESPN morning shows, they got rid of like the DraftKings bumpers whenever they brought up, like they were up. They're like, now we need to talk about Chauncey Billups and David, and the DraftKings thing went whoop, just gone.
Well, you have to bury these guys. If you are going to be in bed as ESPN and as a sport at multiple sports in this betting life now, you have to bury these players that do this.
I agree. I don't know if I want to say bury, like send Chauncey Billups to prison for 20 years. Like, I feel like that's absurd. But they have to send a message, and we've all kind of said this before for a couple years now because this keeps coming up every 6 months. Though every league. America or in the world, what the worst thing they can have you think a consumer is that it's fixed.
Yep.
Once you think it's, and my God, as a Chiefs fan, every Monday fucking morning, I got to consume stuff about how shit is rigged. It's fixed for the Chiefs. But if you have the entire league thinking that about like everything, that's a problem. You cannot have that. So, am I like morally like really like grossed out by what Chauncey Billups or even Rozier did? Not especially. I
think Rozier's is not as bad. Like at
point shaving?
Because that's not hurting anyone other than the sports book. Chauncey was actively stealing millions of dollars from people.
See, I'm conflicted about that one because I feel like if you go to an illegal high stakes game in someone's mansion, basement, whatever, you know the kind of risk you're taking. Like, I don't think you should be ripped off, but I also kind of feel like it's the same thing. Like, you go to a buddy's, I'm blanking on it. They're getting married. What's that party you throw?
Bachelor party.
A bachelor party with your bros, and someone is like, "Hey, man, I got an eighth of blow." The risk you know the risk that you're taking because it could just be one snort and you're dead.
That is
sad, and that sucks. Kind of knew what you were getting into, so I think he's wrong, and I think that sucks. But I'm also kind of like, if you're going to spend a couple hundred grand in someone's basement. How do you think that's on the up and up? Why Why wouldn't you just go to like a normal establishment where it's regulated? And again, I think he's wrong, but I'm not crying for some of these people who are.
No, they're whales. Like the expectation is to go to these places and lose all this money. Like that's
like a Bill Ackman. If you're gambling, that's $500,000. And I don't fucking care.
If you're gambling, that's part of it.
TJ McCollum screwed you in a card game.
That's not gambling. That's not gambling when they have X-ray fucking glasses.
I was going to ask about that. Know, yeah,
that's the risk. That's the risk.
Whoa! Hang on. This dude, this guy's wearing sunglasses indoors right now. What's going on with these sunglasses, huh?
Doing a vibe.
You got those those Chauncey shades?
Yeah, sick nipples, bro.
So
like a pepperoni ass motherfucker.
So they had X-ray glasses.
It's cheating. It's illegal. Yeah.
No. Listen, like, I'm asking. Didn't they also have X-ray contacts?
Contact lens in.
Oh, baby, that's Mission Impossible stuff. Let's go.
They had an X-ray table that would let you see things, and they also had a card shuffling machine that would do it. And it's just like go see the text message thread that they said was between Chauncey and a guy. It was just like, oh, Chauncey and this guy hit like back-to-back gut shot straight draws on this guy. Like hitting one of those, like if someone's in a hand, like with high money being played and that you get hit on that back-to-back, something's a little fishy.
I'm like,
that.
Okay. Like, I'm flipping tables. I'm getting kicked out.
To King's point, though, if you knew this was a mob run high stakes game,
and maybe they didn't, but
see, that's the thing. If Chauncey's the one promoting it, maybe that's saying, "Hey, this is just the big game that I'm having hosted." Yeah, you might think it's a little more level than the mob run game.
I'm sure. Well, I'm sure that's what it was. Like they probably weren't actively telling people it was the mob. But like,
I would assume not.
Insinuated. I mean, that's insinuated, probably. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be pretty fun to gamble in an underground mob thing, right?
It sure would. It sure would. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because if you win, you don't want to win too much.
That's the thing. You can't win or lose. So, like you're losing either way. So like,
Kenny Rogers said, you know, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
You go in again. It's gambling. You go in expecting to lose.
Like, exactly.
You're going to lose. Either way. Just keep your fucking head on your shoulders.
I did find Cash Patel, his like sequel, like what he was saying was so very funny. It was so fucking dramatic.
Like, and I love that.
He needed it so bad. He needed this.
Here's the funny thing is that this wasn't his sting. This has been going on for years. Yeah. It's like he just walked into the finished product.
He very quietly was like, and this operation and the investigation was going on for three years. Under the Trump administration.
Yeah.
He fired all the people.
Was after Chauncey Billups.
That's what I'm surprised. I thought he fired everyone that was making this case, and all of a sudden it goes away.
Okay, so.
Like, can I just read a couple lines from Cash?
Yeah, totally.
It was so dramatic.
Please do. Yeah.
He's like, you hear a lot about our work defending the homeland and crushing violent crime. Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the mandate to keep America safe.
How is this keeping us safe?
I'm not
buddies with a lot of whales. I don't have a lot of whales in my family. So, like,
and then he goes, this is an operation that showcases that under President Trump's America First agenda and administration, there is no room for any type of criminal behavior. Being on the world's largest stage or in the back rooms, tiny parlors where guard games are played and being plugged. No remorse. And let's give that a name.
This fucking
guy. Take off your glasses and get the eyes right. You got to get the Cash Patel eyes going.
Pretty close.
That's not bad.
I'm asleep. I slept just as well last night, not knowing about this as I will tonight. Like Chauncey in trouble, should do jail time. But I'm not exactly concerned. He's like, and we got the Bambino family and the DiMaggio. Just naming off. We got the Boyardees and the Mario family. Like, you're just naming Italian names, bro.
Yeah. You got Vizio and Samsung. You're next.
By the way, that's
legitimately some shit Trump would do. Like start naming off TV brands.
You know, I'm actually glad this happened. I'm glad to know that the mob is still going strong.
I think it's great. I think it's funny.
Fantastic.
Now that's America. That's America. That's America, guys. It is.
That's our roots, man.
Fucking A.
Rooted in corruption.
Goes back to gangs in New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Goddamn right. The founding of our country.
I've never seen that movie.
What's that?
Not a fan? Is that what you said?
Still never seen that movie.
Oh, it's great. You should watch it.
Yeah, too many top hats.
Like, there's a lot of top hats.
There are.
Smokestack top hats.
Yeah. Ain't there like fish hooked McGloin? You got to watch McGloin get fish hooked. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing in like that movie came out during like the Priest Holm era. I think I'm fine not seeing it.
Bro, Daniel Day-Lewis is real good in that movie. Real good.
I believe you.
Okay.
Yeah. WCP makes a good point that. Don't forget, all the best lawyers were fired or have left the DOJ. What are the odds Chauncey gets off here?
Walks?
No, he's like, no.
Walks.
Like,
yeah, walks.
Zero.
Yo,
statistically, once the feds actually bring charges, you're kind of...
Yo, if I'm him,
I get the joke,
I'm hiring those lawyers. Like they are petty. These lawyers are mad they lost their jobs. I'm hiring them, dude. They'll give you a fucking discount.
If you're Chauncey and you're staring down, I don't know, let's ballpark, let's say 5 years, right? You're staring down 5 to 10. Are you flipping on the mob? Are you going state witness against the mob? Are you risking that for 5 to 10?
Yeah, they can't hide you.
Well, okay. So
you're Chauncey, but you're not getting hit.
So you turn into a rat. Mm-hmm. Does that guarantee you no jail time?
No jail time. Yeah, just, you go WITSEC, essentially.
You'd have to
go WITSEC. Okay, yeah, if you're guaranteed WITSEC, I would take it, but I would live in fear every fucking second of my life.
You can't hide. Like, he's Chauncey Billups.
No, I know.
Like,
yeah, he's Chauncey Billups. Yeah.
You can't do WITSEC on fucking famous people. Yeah, no, he's fucked. Either way. Yeah. I had a question, and I forget what it is. Oh, Booble's wondering, Ski, if they have these games in the grotto at Matt Knight Arena.
In the grotto?
The Kilkenny grotto, yeah.
They don't play for money. They play for, like, limbs and eyes. Money's nothing. We got to have something more
rich.
Than that.
Yeah,
they're too rich.
They're too rich.
What are they? What did he call them in Fast and the Furious? The slips or whatever for cars?
We're going to race for slips?
Slips, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I am imagining Phil Knight and Pat Kilkenny and like the Pape family, you know, basically doing Calvin Candy games in the bowels of MKA with just, we're on Nathalie Dante, not a good game today. Come up here and play.
What was it?
Go fight Mr. Rhinoceros.
What was it? The man, what they call it, the Mandingo fighting? Is that what they said?
Yeah.
That's what all the rich white slave owners would your fate. I know we know you love Calvin Candy King, so
I love Calvin Candy. Yeah. Best slave owner ever.
It's an interesting
thing. Johnson.
Yeah, is that gonna be our top three?
Yeah. Your top three slave owner.
Bezos is kinda nice about his.
Yeah.
Okay, he likes some peanut in a bottle.
Okay, so we got segments to get to, but like moving forward.
Moving forward,
Blazers Thiago Splitter. Like
who cares?
They gotta hire somebody. Like there's
Mom won't be this year.
There's
could be great. Wait, who's gonna come?
Well, they played one game. Like hire Mike Malone or whatever. Like
that'd be my thing. Isn't if they do well enough this year, Mike Malone is the whale you go after, you know, next year. Like, well, you start to.
Yeah, I guess. But why wait?
Why? Well, because why would he want to work to get paid instead of just being at home and getting paid?
Fair.
There's no guarantee the Blazers are good.
Yeah.
They're
he's
not.
He's going to have the pick. Yeah. He's going to have a pick. They were fine last night.
Okay.
Yeah, they just I think I said in the Discord it was nice of the feds to wait for to let Chauncey blow one more game before they nabbed him. So that was nice.
Perfect. That's a good way to like wrap up the Blazers talk. So let's hop into something. Shall we do trivia?
Let's do it.
Trivia. Wisconsin trivia brought to you by thinkjinx.com.
30.
We got
24.
Oh, we got the pod pup here. He's sleeping. I'm going to like wake him up. Pod pup here. He's been living good. I mean, you want to say what's up? Yeah, he's fucking boring. Get out of here. him is good boy. And him be eating thinkjinx.com food. And we thank thinkjinx for their support. By the way, I heard reports that they are going to be doing cat food next year. And that we already have a very good idea for a segment that can run with this. And it would be felines. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Felines. Yeah. No. Okay. All right. That's a no, Joe. Sorry, bro. I
thought about it.
I ran it by him and they said no. No, it's okay. You could say no. It's okay, guys.
No, I think it's good.
Yeah, you know, we're workshopping. It's okay. We got time. Okay.
It's your idea. Put your claws in it and dig in.
Wisconsin trivia. Brought to you by thinkjinx.com. Let's see. It was a tie last week, so I don't know. You guys want to flip a coin? Number between 1 and 10. King, go.
6-7.
Oh my, go fuck yourself. All right, Ski, you're going first.
I'm going first.
Okay. Fuck off. Matter of fact, I'm throwing this for Ski. You're getting all the hard questions.
You teed it up for me.
All right, Ski. Oh yeah, so trivia, if you haven't heard, I have 10 questions. I'm going to give Ski a chance to answer a question. If he gets it wrong, it goes to King with a multiple choice chance to steal the points. It's best out of 10. I only do 10 questions because I'm lazy. Okay, so Ski, let's get it out of the way. Free point. Which Badger held the NCAA record for career rushing yards until San Diego State's Donnell Pumphrey broke it in the Vegas Bowl in 2016?
That'll be a... Ron Dane.
It sure would. Yep, that's 1 point for Ski. Pumphrey finished with 8 more yards than Ron Dane. By the way, Jonathan Taylor would have absolutely fucking destroyed the record because he played 3 years and had he was like 200 yards short of the record. So
I feel like Lil Michael James would have broken it too. He was in real time.
He was like 1,300 yards short. So like he probably would have broken it. Like if
it wasn't a guarantee, but he probably would have.
Yep, totally.
I actually think like how close did Royce Freeman get to breaking it? Do you remember?
I don't.
Okay. Okay. No, unimportant.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Ski leads 1-0. This goes over to King now. This former Wisconsin quarterback still holds their career record for touchdown passes with 59. He is currently the quarterbacks and passing game coordinator for the Dolphins after previously being the OC of the Jags, Lions, Seahawks, and Vikings. Who is he?
Daryl Bevel?
That's correct. Yep.
No fucking way.
Daryl Bevel, get it.
Same guy. By the way, I checked it. I made sure it was actually that Daryl Bevel. We didn't have another Eric Allen situation or whatever.
Did he play four? Did he play 4 years and only throw like
59 touchdowns? Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
I was hoping to at least be like a Brooks Bollinger. Someone who had one big year, like, not someone who just threw 18 touchdown passes for
Alex
4 years.
Alex Hornibrook.
Yeah, Alex Hornibrook, you know?
Here are my options. Bevel, Jim Sorgi, or Doug Nussmeier?
Sorgi.
Oh, I loved a good Sorgi.
What about Scott Tolzien?
Oh, Tolzien. For who the Tolzien?
Oh, love it. All right, so we are tied at one, going back to Ski here. Who is the highest drafted running back in Wisconsin history? Running back who is picked highest in the NFL draft. There are some very good running backs went to Wisconsin.
I'm trying to think when they drafted Taylor. I'm going to re-say Ron Dayne.
Incorrect. Your options, King. Ron Dayne, Alan Ameche, or Melvin Gordon?
Melgor.
Alan Ameche.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I guess we're 1961.
Yeah, like the 50s. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay. That's always,
See, he won the Heisman in 1954, got drafted like second. So Ron Dayne was 11th. I think Gordon was like 14th. I want to say.
I will say when you said Alan Ameche, my brain went to John Ameche, the
John Ameche,
Don
Orlando
Ameche.
Magic Center, who is like gay professor in England now.
Yeah,
that guy. There's also a Don Ameche who is Alan Ameche's cousin, who was like one of the biggest actors in the world in the 30s and 40s. So there's that. He also went to Wisconsin.
No Monty Ball on
Monte
that list.
Monte Ball. Yeah. Get it right. Monte Ball. Come on, Ski. All right. So let's see. This goes to King. Yes. These brothers graduated from Wisconsin, went on to make some of the biggest comedies in the history of film, including Airplane, Naked Gun, Scary Movie, and more. Who are the brothers?
God damn it. I cannot remember their name. Fuck me. I'm just going to say the Farrelly brothers so I can throw something out there. But
incorrect. Good guess. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Respectable. Incorrect. Ski, your options, the Farrelly brothers, the Wayans brothers, or the Zucker brothers?
It's going to be the Zucker brothers.
That's correct.
The Wayans brothers were not alive, I don't think, for Airplane.
I think they were probably alive.
Oh, they were definitely alive.
Yeah.
Well, Keenan and I, Sean and Marlon, I don't know if they were.
They were alive sure in like 19.
Damon and Keenan Ivory.
I'm pretty sure they were alive.
I'm pretty sure. They were.
I feel like they were on In Living Color like 4 years later.
Yeah, they're old. They're older than us, so they were alive. They probably weren't old. I'll give you that. All right, so Ski leads 2-1. This one goes back to Ski now. Who holds the record for single season passing yards and touchdowns?
Named all the fucking quarterbacks.
Oh, did I? Oh, did I, Ski?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Isaac. I'm going to say Hornibrook.
Incorrect answer. Your options, King. Scott Tolzien, Russell Wilson, or Brooks Bollinger?
I'm going to say Russell Wilson.
That is the correct answer.
He had a pretty good year. He had a pretty good year.
He did. 3,175 yards and 33 touchdowns.
Okay, the 33 is good. The 3,100 leading.
It's Wisconsin, dude. Like, what are you going to do?
Come on, man. Throw a four and pass. Well,
or he had Monte Ball. So I think we remember that Wisconsin team.
Yeah. Nick Toon and Jared
Abrideras.
Abrideras.
He fucking shredded Oregon.
He shredded Oregon in that first half. Oh, my God.
Okay, so let's see. We are tied at two, and this one goes back to King as well. This rock star came up 6 credits short of a lit degree from Wisconsin. Went on to be in a band named after him that ended up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, thanks to songs like Rockin' Me, Fly Like an Eagle, and The Joker. Who is he?
I don't know any of these names. I'm just going to say Alice Cooper because of Wayne's World.
Incorrect.
I know the song, The Joker. I don't know who sings it.
The Joker, Fly Like an Eagle.
Tell me it's Joe Cocker.
Rockin' Me.
Joe Cocker.
And it's not. So your options, Ski, Tom Petty, Art Garfunkel, or Steve Miller?
I'll go Steve Miller, little Steve Miller band.
That is a Steve Miller band. That's correct.
Correct answer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so back to Ski now. The state of Wisconsin, known for its dairy farms and cheese. Oregon's is better, but that can be a discussion for another day. According to the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, which is a real thing, which cheese is the most popular in Wisconsin and the nation as a whole?
I'm just going to say cheddar.
That is the incorrect answer.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Your options, King.
I think I know where the opening might be here. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Your options, cheddar. Other, Poobel says Fromunda. The cheese from under my nuts. I used to have a guy I worked with at Carl's Jr. who would sing that song all the time.
It's like the Three's Company.
It's Three's Company theme. Yeah. He go, the cheese from under my nuts. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, we waited for you.
Okay, cheddar, mozzarella, or other Italian, which includes like Parmesan, Romano, and Asiago.
I'm just going to say mozzarella because of sticks.
Little mozzarella. That's the correct answer. Yep. So we are tied at 3. Mozzarella cheese, like by a lot, actually. Like it's
a little Frigo action. You know, just cheese stick heads or whatever they call them.
It's a good cheese.
Stick heads.
Did you? Their mascot is like a guy whose head is like
falling, it's falling apart. Like
Twin Towers. Yeah.
Twin Tower.
All right. You've seen them collapse. It kind of looks the same.
Okay, let's see. So we are tied at 3. This goes back to King. Oregon beat Wisconsin last year 16-13 in no thanks to their offense. They got a pick and a sack from Matty Yu. But who led the Ducks in tackles that day with 7 solo and 9 total?
I'll just say Bryce Betcher.
That is a correct answer.
Oh.
Yeah, nice
guy.
Job.
Made 9 tackles, 6 yards deep.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, what a stat. Yeah, he just gobbles chasing. Up tackles. Just 97% of them are not impactful.
Guys bouncing off of dudes and him getting the tackle. Yeah. Other options were Jeff Bassa, don't call him Jeffrey, and Tysheem Johnson. Those are the other options. Okay, so King leads 4-3. This goes back to Ski now. Who is the all-time leader in wins as a head coach for the Badgers?
Go Barry Alvarez.
That is correct. We are tied. By the way, it's a lot. He like doubles. Like Brett Bielema second, like doubles.
Yeah. He was there for 20 years,
and then he coached. Then he was like AD, and then coached he was AD.
Came back, baby.
Yeah.
It was like fuck you, Gary Anderson. Yep. I'm coaching now, baby.
Yep. All right. So last question goes to King here. We are tied at 4. So one of you guys got to get this and win it. It is a question I gave last time Oregon and Wisconsin played. So I really like the question, so I'm going to do it again. The official fight song for Wisconsin was originally written for Minnesota. William T. Purdy intended to enter it into a contest to see if Minnesota would use it. His buddy convinced him to let Wisconsin use it instead, and so now Wisconsin has it. It's also the official state of Wisconsin song. What is the name of their fight song?
On Wisconsin.
Nailed it. King is the winner.
I think we went a whole diatribe on the God Bless the USA guy after the last time because it's changed the lyrics around from Minnesota to Wisconsin to fit the narrative.
Yep. Also, there's more trivia about this song because Paul McCartney used to own it. And then when Michael Jackson bought all of the Beatles catalog, it came along with that. And so eventually there were like lawsuits between Michael Jackson and the University of Wisconsin to use on Wisconsin. And then eventually it just became public domain. Like they just like Michael Jackson's estate just like released it to public domain, and they're like, yeah, we don't fucking care, just use it. Like we have the Beatles archive, so we're good. So yeah, that's it. Kingwin's trivia. Let's do lines.
Lines everywhere.
Has Matt Carney been to a Duck game? The fucker gets
his song.
The fucker gets his song played every game. Has he? They don't show him. Like you would think, if he went there, they would show him on
the screen. I don't think he does now. But I mean, I'm sure as a kid he did.
Fake fan. I think he's a fake fan.
Hey, he moved to Nashville before anyone else did, so he was a trendsetter.
Fair.
Yeah, and then correlation between Nashville's crime rate and Matt Carney's showing up in Nashville.
Thank you. We're journalists asking questions.
Yeah. Just asking questions.
You know.
We're asking you to think.
Oh, Jesus. I get
Jesus.
Our scores last week were about as safe as it is to walk the street in Nashville. Not good. Braga King, you both had 4. I had 3. Yeah, this is rough.
Not
rough
good.
Splitting. So,
brilliant.
So, Braga, you now have the sole lead, 49 points. I have 48 points. King has 43 points. That's where we're at.
Sounds about right. Yeah. The check's
first
out.
Game. Kings Bruins.
My Bruins.
You gonna let him take your Bruins, King?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's
I'm a little surprised WCP3457 40 hasn't put in the UCLA fight song on the soundboard yet.
Yeah, waiting for it. Yeah.
I can't say his username. I absolutely know it's WCP541, but every time I get to CP, I go to that gold guy in Star.
C-3PO.
Yeah. Every time it blows my brain up. Yeah. But I know what it is. Sorry.
This jackass needs to fix the soundboard. I wish I hadn't done that. Go ahead, Ski.
King. King's Bruins are 24.5 point dogs going to Indiana. Do they shock the world?
I think they cover. Like, give me UCLA to cover. They're not going to win.
Let's see. Hold on.
I'm going to assume Nico's not 100%, so give me the Hoos.
Oh, Ski's doing math right now.
No, looking at it.
He's got his little calculator out. You know those like little ones, like.
I was looking to see if this was a trap game, if they had a tough opponent next week. I mean, they don't play anyone else good, I guess, but they're at Maryland, so I'm going to take Indiana as well. Just assume, yeah, Nico's not in great shape.
I believe in my Bruins to cover.
All right, next, 5-2 Northwestern travels to 5-2. Nebraska's 7.5 point favorites.
Yo, I'm riding Northwestern right now. Like, give me North. That's my thinkjinx.com underdog of the week. I think they're going to win.
I am taking Northwestern as well because I have just been fucked by Nebraska the last like 3 weeks. I'm done with Nebraska. Dylan Raiola, you stink.
He does.
You fucking stink.
Yes.
Give me Northwestern.
All right. Well, then I'm chasing points. Give me the Huskers. I love corn.
You do love corn. You're always saying that.
Yeah.
All right. Next game, we got Butkers, who we just saw, are 2.5 point favorites on the road at Purdue.
Give me the butt.
Give me the what?
The butt. Butkers.
Give me the butt. Yeah, Rutgers.
Give me.
So, Ski. Okay, hang on. Ski, are you going to do it again? Are you going to do that?
I am.
You guys, Purdue's out here scoring points, you guys. Like, you really got to start paying attention to Purdue. Like, every time you say that, they fucking suck.
But guess what? Rutgers defense, we saw it, is really bad. Guess sure what? Purdue, they're going to score some fucking points. Give me my Think Jinx underdog of the week. Give me Purdue to win this game straight up.
That's safe. It's 2.5-point line. That's yep a safe one.
At home.
Yeah.
Where are you going, bro? Are you going Rutgers?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Purdue sucks. Like, what are you doing?
Well, here where the other one could be, Illinois. Illinois on the road at UW. UW's 4.5-point favorites at home.
Boy, this is like an even matchup, right? Like, yeah, these two teams are really similar. Like, they like overhyped quarterbacks who have not been producing the way they should. Like, super mid. I don't know, man.
I guess if you look at it, let me get to the
I'll take Washington. You know, like,
they're both 5-2. This is kind of,
I'm not confident about it at all, though. Like, it's out.
I got UW. I mean,
where is it being played?
Lock. UW star pick of the week.
Star pick.
Wow.
Star pick.
Husky, huh?
In our world, we battle more academically prowess teams.
In our world. It's the same world everybody else is living in. What are you saying? What? You're in the same conference.
You're 300 miles away, bro.
That's crazy.
It's just a straight drive.
God damn, dude. Like, it's 5 hours.
Come on, Jimmy. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, but with the new, you know, playoff system, we got to assume 3-loss teams are rarely going to get in, right? So between this matchup and the Northwestern Nebraska one, this is kind of their season on the line, right? Mm-hmm. For the playoff berth. Two wins, you can win out with two losses, you get in, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you there are a lot of Northwestern fans going into this week.
They are. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is do or die for our playoff hopes, guys.
I mean, they play USC, Michigan, Minnesota, and Illinois. That's easy. They could easily sweep those four games.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah. There's a lot of Illinois fans. Be like, I know we lost by 70 2 weeks ago, but this is kind of a pre-playoff game for us, guys.
Yeah. And I am taking UW also. Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. All right. Next game. Minnesota. They go to Iowa. Iowa's 8.5-point favorites. Iowa fucked all three of us last week. We all had Iowa. Yeah. And they only won by 1 point. Did not cover.
Yeah, I think I got the Gophers as one of my wins last week. I'm going with them again this week. Minnesota.
Got Iowa.
Like, I was, like, almost as bad as Wisconsin offensively, right? Like,
Yeah.
They can't throw the ball or score, so.
Yeah.
So what's the 39.5 points is the total for the game.
Oh, God, that's gruesome.
I'm going to take Iowa. I hate them now. I hate them. Yeah. But I'm taking Iowa. Next game, the Battle of Michigan. Wolverines, 14.5-point favorites on the road to Sparty. Is this Jonathan Smith job on the line game kind of here?
Yes. Yeah, if he does, like official, if he does, like, yes. If he doesn't beat Michigan, he's done. He might be done anyways, but like,
he could be, but it, losing this, I think, yeah, cements it, right?
Yeah. Michigan, yeah, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michigan, yeah.
Yeah. Sparty's butt. What are you going to do?
Super-duper butt.
Think. All right, we're jumping to top 25. We got two top 25 matchups I threw in. We got Ole Miss. They traveled to Norman, Oklahoma, 4.5-point favorites.
I like Ole Miss.
At the beginning of the year, a lot of people thought John Mateer, Jaden Ott, Oklahoma, with Brett Venables. That is a team that's going to make the playoff. I know they're, if you look at the back half of their schedule, it is brutal. Even if they win on Saturday, I don't think they're making the playoff. But my point is I think Ole Miss is going to go in there as a 4.5-point underdog, and I think the Rebels are going to get it done. I think they're going to win. And when I think something, I think thinkjinx.com. My underdog of the week, thinkjinx.com. If you want your dog to have glistening, pulsating, just sweaty abs like Lane Kiffin, give them the good, hearty nutrition that comes straight from the USA, mind you. ThinkJinx.com. ThinkJinx.com.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Same. Ditto. Everything he just said.
So Ole Miss. All right.
Except they're not my underdog, obviously.
Yeah. I'll take Oklahoma. Real quick, looking back, I don't have a star. Braga, you don't have a star pick yet either.
Not yet.
I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to star pick and think Jinx underdog of the week, Purdue. I'm going for a three-pointer on Purdue.
Wow.
If they win.
Wow.
That's how confident I am in the Boilermakers.
Who do you think you are? I am.
He's like tripling down on Purdue. Like,
yes.
He's failed so many times with Purdue this year.
It's bound to hit. It's bound to hit. Odds say it's
due. You've been in these Chauncey gambling dens? Like, are you a whale? Hang on. The Purdue.
All right. Our other game, we got Kings, Missouri Tigers. They travel to Vanderbilt. Vandy's only a 2.5-point favorite, which is a little low in my eyes. Also, I'm taking Vandy. I think Vandy is actually a good team.
I kind of want the Diego Pavia story to go away, but Mizzou doesn't win these games. Yeah, no. Vandy's going to win and cover. Yeah, Vandy.
Yep.
Yeah, I got Vandy as well. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, Vandy. Yep.
You still need a star pick, by the way, Braga, so think on that while I go to our last game.
I'm aware.
Ducks. King, you said 33.5. That number is down to 31.5 currently.
Oh!
Does that sway you now?
Ducks.
That might be my star pick.
Could be.
It is. That's my star pick. Oregon, yes.
My only worry is the weather. Like, if it's just a monsoon out there, I think we all agree Wisconsin at best is going to score 7 points. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if the Ducks are going to score 40.
Just running up the middle a bunch.
I guess I'm taking Oregon still. Wisconsin's that bad.
They're truly bad. Yeah.
Yep. And that is lines.
And King sporting the gear for this weekend. Good for you getting that shit early. Nice work.
Couldn't name a single song from the Grateful Dead, but
trucking,
you know,
bro.
It's a vibe, man.
Always go trucking.
It's always trucking. That's always the only one.
Trucking.
I just do you know any other words than trucking in that song?
No. I just know the name of the song. I heard a song the other day, and I was like, "Oh, that's the Grateful Dead. Okay, that's okay." I don't remember any of it, but because I've always been the Grateful Dead is one of those bands that, like, as people, kids born in the 80s, like, we've always sort of been told by the grown-ups in our lives that they're good, and they're not. Like, they're not good. Like, but no, you gotta experience it, man. You go to their show for fucking 14 hours and hear them play one song for 14 hours. It's amazing. It's like, yeah, dude, we don't do acid anymore. Like, we don't...
You haven't heard Truckin' until you heard the 97-minute edition of Truckin' on Molly and Acid in Amarillo, Texas. That is the peak. That is the apex, bro.
Are people our parents' age, like, sharing 8-tracks and tape cassettes that they recorded at a show in, like, Missoula? And you guys got to hear what they did in the Missoula show. They went bing instead of meow. Oh,
yeah, every show is different, man.
Get out of here.
It's a different set and different songs.
Jerry pivoted, man, to a 13-minute solo.
Yeah, that guy's
been there
dead for like 30 years.
Guys, yeah.
John Mayer is probably a better front man.
Oh,
definitely.
By a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say, did either of you go to the Dead & Co
No.
I bet it'd be good, though. Still,
I did watch like 15-minute YouTube video on it. Of it. You know.
Mayer's dope.
He does shred.
He does.
He does shred. There's no denying it.
Booble asks, have you ever heard Truckin' on weed? And then WCP says he has.
All right. I bet you there is a correct headspace where if I really was just like, I'm going to fire up Spotify, throw on a bucket hat, a tie-dye shirt, and stupid glasses, and smoke some weed, I bet you I could be like, hey, that wasn't bad.
So like 30 minutes from now?
I would never.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Do we think all these old fucking deadheads, are they just remembering the times? I mean, how cool would it be to... You're really high listening to this great background music while you like bang for 3 hours, like tantric sex back then. No wonder they thought this band was cool if that's what you're doing at their concerts and bouncing around doing it every time.
The tantric 4 hour sex.
Yeah.
It's just a different time, man.
That was
women don't even want that.
That was Sting, right? Like that was Sting's thing, right?
Tantric sex?
Yeah. Like the.
I mean, I don't know if he cornered the market on it.
I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure he was famous for it. Yeah, like the rock star Sting. Yeah, not the wrestler.
AK-47's just listing random words, and I'm guessing he's trying to say their song titles.
I would imagine their songs, but they're. All right, let's see. Booble says King is definitely an undercover cop on a beach in Santa Monica right now.
Fucking co-op.
Fucking co-op. He's even got the earbuds in too. You gotta hold the earbud. You're like, I see somebody. He's coming around the corner.
Like, yeah. King really liked those ICE commercials that play. Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah. Big fan of
those local fucking local New York spots. Commercials and on the Big Ten Network. Yikes!
You guys are gonna rail on me for liking ICE commercials. Like now you're against student loan forgiveness. I mean, come on.
All right, let's do our list and get out of here. So our list, we had some pretty good suggestions in the Discord. Which, by the way, join our Discord, Sports Marine Discord, if you want to give us list ideas, movie suggestions, all that good stuff. But Ski came up with a better one. What's our list, Ski?
In honor of, I guess, that's an honor, right? In honor of Chauncey Billups joining the long, you know, storied franchise of the Jailblazers.
Oh, yeah.
Your top three Jailblazers.
So let's define this real quick. So, as King disappears. He back.
Sorry.
All good. Yeah, all good. So let's define this real quick. So players during the Jailblazer era or Blazers who were actually in trouble with the law?
No, we're just doing our
or both.
Jailblazer era, which was what, 03-ish to 05? I can't remember. I don't know what
officially.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people make it earlier than that, which is absolutely
our lists are probably going to be pretty similar, but fuck it. Let's go for it. Ski, it's your list. You start.
My number three favorite Jailblazer, Bonzi Wells. Just an underrated Blazer in general, I think.
Agreed. And
Bonzi was a good player.
His only good period in his career was during those Jailblazer years too. The headband, I was especially you guys have seen me run around town. I'm a headband guy. I loved it. He was bringing back the headband and I love him for it. So
Bonzi's, and honestly, he caught the heat because Bonzi was like a good dude.
And
he kind of just got lumped in with the Jailblazers.
Yeah, he was a co-captain on that team.
I mean, Trump would have just called him a thug, right? Look at him.
Probably
thug.
Because of the headband, probably. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
All right, King, what's your number three?
My number three, Jailblazer. Can't remember if it was 02 or 03 when he left. Sorry, but Sean Kemp.
It's easy to forget that he was on that team.
He was. He, He was a missing piece.
Yep,
he was.
And then he showed up and was off the cocaine. Weighed 50 pounds more than he did as a calf.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the same?
Which was 40 pounds more than he was as a Sonic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was Detlef, was he in that in that time with Kemp there too? I would say maybe slightly before the Jailblazer.
I think Detlef was.
He was a missing piece also, right?
He was definitely on the 2000 team that blew the game seven, and maybe the next year, but not.
He was borderline. Yeah.
So Jailblazers were right after that, like where they got all the free agents and like Pippen and Smith and
there's interlap.
There is some overlap of it, but yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that was those guys led into the Jailblazers.
That's the way I think of it too. Okay, cool. Yes. We're on the same page. All right. Let's see. Threes from the chat. Booble says Travis Outlaw.
Did you pick one, Braga?
Yeah. Yeah, I gave Bonzi. Bonzi was my number three as well.
Oh, you're Bonzi as well. Yeah.
Travis Outlaw for Booble. WCP's is Ruben Patterson, which is very problematic.
Jordan Stopper.
AK-47 is Darius Miles. It's a good pick. It's a good pick. Yep. Yep.
Love D-Miles.
Love and
Quentin
Darius
Richardson.
Miles.
I know that. Yeah. Q-Rich.
That was the era. They could not have baggier shorts.
Nope.
All right. What's your two, Ski?
All right. My number two, kind of... the forgotten guy. You forget this guy was on the Blazers. That is Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
That's right. Yeah.
He was a good guy, too.
Yeah.
He was.
Actually, like a really good dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. My number two is Damon Stoudemire. Like, beyond the... what is it? Pound of weed that he had in his house, the weed that he had in the tin foil that he brought into the airport. That fucker could ball. He's a lefty. He was short. He could shoot motherfuckers out of the gym like that.
He was Jalen Brunson before Jalen.
Bro,
Brunson.
He was one of my favorite players, period. Like, let alone Jailblazer era. Like, that dude was nasty. Great in college, too. Like, just a fun ass player to watch, man. So Damon Stoudemire, my number two.
My number two, Darius Miles.
Absolutely. Twos from the chat. Booble says Joel Prisbilla. I think he was after.
It was definitely after, right?
He was after. So I'm gonna read some. Come up with somebody else. We'll give you a chance.
They brought in the big white to help their
They brought in
Weslin, Beaverton, Tiger. We hear you and we see you. Yeah. We're bringing in a big white.
Yeah,
come
because little white Dan Dickow just didn't have the presence to in there.
Man, that was going to be an era. We were close.
Yeah.
Then they brought in the biggest G of them all, Steve Blake, and he fucking righted the ship. Steve Blake and Andre Miller, like fuck.
Yeah. Andre Miller.
How did they lose?
What a god.
Seriously.
Guy couldn't touch. Guy played 12 years in the NBA and couldn't touch the rim as a guard.
As a guard. Just make it drop 50. He could drop 50.
Fucking dominated.
Absolutely.
Everybody. Yeah. Let's
love
see.
That guy.
More twos from the chat. WCP's Sean Kemp. AK-47 is Bonzi. Booble says Prisbilla was on the 04 roster.
Yeah, that counts. That's probably the last year of the Jailblazers.
Oh, AK-47 makes a great point. Says whites cannot be on the list.
Why?
What are you trying to say there, Buster?
Only people who aren't white could be Jailblazers? Huh.
Because they stink. Whites stink at basketball.
It's an interesting take, AK-47. I'm going to let you own that one. Yeah. All right, what's your one, Ski?
My number one, Robbie's gonna be everyone's number one. Correct. That's Sheed.
That's correct. He's also mine.
He's the coolest. Yeah. He's the coolest Blazer of them all.
Correct. You too, King.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's the coolest Blazer to ever play for the Blazers.
My favorite sports photo of all time is, I believe it was Game Six of, unfortunately, the 2000 Western Conference Finals. And he's literally dunking, and it's just him and like Ron Harper and fucking like I swear it's AC Green. AC Green looking up. as Sheed is just dunking at Staples, just soaring in his clunky Air Force Ones. Ugh, what a photo.
So good. So good. Famous virgin, AC Green.
Yeah, from Portland.
Like into his 40s, right? Like,
so, possibly ever. We don't know if he ever got laid.
No, because he got married, right? Like, he's like Tebow. Like, eventually he got married. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely had the sex.
He's had intercourse by now.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah. Let's see. Ones from the chat. WCP and AK-47 say Sheed. And Boobles is Ha Seung Jin.
Well, he's not white, so I guess that counts.
Yep. Yep. I don't remember that person.
No one does because he barely played.
Yeah. Honorable mention from Booble, though, Sebastian Telfair.
I thought an honorable mention, Dale Davis.
Dale Davis, yes.
Because he had war tattooed on his arm.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, that's it. That's our list. And that is our podcast. Again, Movie on Sunday is Upgrade. It is on Netflix, so watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Let's see. It is your movie next week, listener. So make sure you get your suggestions in our Discord. So Sports Brewery and Discord. Give us your movie suggestions for next week.
It absolutely was. Ron Harper.
Yep. That's
and AC Green.
It was AC Green. Yeah.
It was AC Green.
That's great.
The fucking Blazers lost to a team with AC Green getting major minutes in 2000. AC Green played for the Showtime Lakers. Ski wasn't alive. We weren't alive for the first Showtime Lakers title. Yeah. Obviously the second they're on four.
It's a goddamn shame.
AC Green!
Nobody should ever lose a game to AC Green. At least Harper had Jordan with the Bulls. So Ron Harper, by the way, like, following superstars, like every team.
Coattail rider.
Jeez,
he spent a lot of time in Cleveland, so you got
to
give it
up. He did have to eat some years in Cleveland, that, and L.A. with the Clippers, right?
Oh, with the Clip Show. Yeah. And Pooh Richardson. And Pooh Richardson. Manning.
Yep.
I like that WCP in the chat. She looked like A.C. Green. Bitch, don't call here anymore. Feet like Bangarine. Bitch, don't call here anymore.
I never knew who that guy was, though, I gotta be honest.
Ben Vereen? He's like
a famous
like actor dancer from like the aughts or whatever. Yeah. Which great reference for like a rap song.
I know, for an
how did they pull that one out?
All right. That's the end of the podcast. Right. Go Ducks.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quack. I need it. Yeah.
Quack, quack. All right. Goodbye.